This is Ethically Speaking with Denny Elliott and Dean Ritz.
Denny, how do you like this picture of you? It's a really great grab shot of you at that dinner party.
Nice, but when did you take it?
I took it when you weren't looking.
Obviously.
What? Does that bother you?
Well, yes. I feel like you invaded my privacy. I would have liked to have known you were taking my picture.
But then I would have taken a different picture of you, one changed by your awareness of the camera. Really, Denny, taking your picture that night was no different from when I take photos of guests at a wedding party.
Nobody goes to a wedding party expecting anonymity or privacy. Wedding guests assume the presence of a photographer. They attend knowing their picture might be taken, but we weren't at a wedding, Dean. We were at a private party at the home of a mutual friend.
Think of it this way. I only took a photo of what I was able to see with my own eyes. You wouldn't ask me to keep my eyes shut, so why should I keep my camera lens covered?
There's a difference. You implicitly had my permission to see my living image. After all, I chose to be at the party. However, that doesn't mean you had my permission to record my image, especially in means transferable to others.
So for you, the issue isn't just my capturing your image, but that by doing so, I deny your ability to control the image.
Partly. But in addition to the right to control pictures of me, I have a right to live life unmolested, including not being molested by your picture taking. Unless you're taking pictures of a newsworthy event, you should ask for permission to photograph. That's especially true when you're taking pictures in a private place.
Send a snapshot of your comments to comment@ethicallyspeaking.org or anonymously through our website. This show is a co-production of the University of South Florida, St. Petersburg, and the University of Montana. Support provided by the Montana Committee for the Humanities and the Metropolitan Water District of Southern California. Music by Eric Hutchins.